surfer, we got lost. O-H-I-O. Record stores, bars, and coffee shops, honey. O-H-I-O. Ooh, honey, there's no sand. Ooh, so let's start a band, let's go. O-H-I-O, let's go. O-H-I-O, let's go. O-H-I-O, let's go. O-H-I-O. Ooh, honey, there's
all right. I do believe I've found my theme song. That's Magic City in the background, doing OHIO, Washington Beach Party. My name is Pat, and you are tuned to Pat Radio, a program of local and regional music here in Columbus, Ohio. If you want to find out exactly everything that I played in the order I played it, you can find a playlist on patradio.org. Just scroll down until you find Program 98. Special guests this week are the Lab Rats. We'll be hearing from them in just a little bit. But I thought I'd start off this show with two of the bands that are playing with the Lab Rats Friday, December 28th at Scully's Music Diner. We're going to hear from the Main Street Gospel and Green Lawn Abbey.
Let's go, O-H-I-O, let's go, O-H-I-O, let's go, O-H-I-O, let's go, O-H-I-O. Ooh, well, let's act real arty and have a Washington Beach party. Let's go, O-H-I-O, let's go, O-H-I-O.
Thank you. to sweat just to cash checks. Working from sunrise to set. Every day get challenged. No trades or talents. Barely scraped by. He found faith. The balance is straight line and pace. Feeling worn and gray. Poor with four seeds. One more on the way. It was hard days indeed. All work and no play. He made sure things on the surface were okay. But something disturbing within his mind was lurking a slight. Twilight breeze would ease in through the curtains at night. It's like the sermon of a twisted apparition was urging him to listen to the drain in the distance. At first it wasn't intense, just one little instance. Sure, it didn't occur, he turned to resist it. As if it wasn't much more than just a figment of his imagination. But for days it was persistent and it went. Noticed he was acting berserk. Granny got a call saying he was absent from work, and that was the first she ran to the pastor at church to ask him what was up with this disastrous curse. But bad with the worst, he came back 3 days after. No money in his wallet and his shirt on backwards. Stumbling, walked awkward. He called out for his daughter right before he split. The last lesson he taught her was this: if you ever have a son, let him know that his granddad loved him. But by the time that he's grown, be sure the seed is sown deep down into his dome. Don't ever, ever walk to the train tracks alone. With that, he backed up, reached out for his jacket, told her not to act up and cracked up laughing. After all that happened, he left never to be seen. 15 years later, it's when my mother had me. Her dad lived a life people can't understand. Went from a family man to rambling man, a gambling man that burned both ends of the candle. Folded his hand in, it was too hot to handle.
Sitting by the tracks, waiting for the night train, looking down the road, ain't never gonna go back. Listen for the whistle through the rain.
Fables and stories to warn me of the dangers that were laying before me. To keep it interesting, she would hide the lesson. To guide my direction, provide the right message. In time, I developed a sense of her embellishment. Since I was rebellious against what she was telling me. When I was a teen, I pretended that my demons were friends. I defended the place, yo, and that was the case. Slurred speech tripping off of my face. The world creeped as I slipped to the awfulest place you could imagine. Not the average things you see on acid. My granddad bloody hovering on a speaker cabinet, laughing in a raspy tone, covered in maggots, a snack on his mask with a bone. I couldn't grasp it, did a double dismount off of the couch, flipped out, broke the closest window I found, then I dipped out. Suddenly, I discovered little voices mumbling up in my head. It had me wondering, what was it my mother said back when I was younger? It had my brain racked as I stumbled off of the night towards the train tracks.
Sitting by the tracks, waiting for the night train, looking down the road, ain't never gonna go back. Listen for the whistle through the wind and rain now. Who's gonna ride the devil's train tonight? Sitting by the tracks, waiting for the night train, looking down the road, ain't never gonna go back. Listen for the whistle through the wind and rain now. Who's gonna ride the devil's train tonight?
So there I was, through the dark with the buzz. I figured I should walk. That'll ease me off of these drugs. It's like a shark had to keep moving. It's that'd be ruined. If I sat still, I was doomed, and that wasn't doing. So I marched through the park, slow gone like Donnie Darko. The sparkle of the starlight glowed like charcoal. Despite my demeanor, the night seemed more serene than a morphine fiend in the morgue. It seemed like I'd lost it. That was when my grandpop's carcass emerged from the dark, gurgling his words of carnage, but he couldn't talk. Something about the birth of sadness. I scurried off. I was on the verge of madness. I raced fast pace and the landscape was strange, like a plane parallel to this one but rearranged. Came to a slope that was steep, begging for sleep as I climbed up, taking my focus off of the creeps. Within the foggy distance I saw a silhouette that got bigger as I stepped. The train tracks were wet. I saw a shiny grin from afar like it was happy. This is what he said as he started to walk past.
It's a nice night for a walk. Would you mind if I joined you?
Do what you want
to
do.
Well, that's great, cause I'm going to. And not to annoy you, but see, I really have to ask, what a young dude like you's doing out by the tracks. You waiting on a train?
Nah, man, let me explain.
All right.
I'm minding my business, so maybe you should do the same. I just been a witness to something sick and sadistic, so twistedly disgusting. You should feel real lucky you missed it.
Ooh, easy with the tongue, son. Try to listen carefully. What you seen scary, but nothing when compared to me. I could show you things to paint all your dreams on it. I can make you scream if I wanted. Or I can be the bee in your body, your best friend forever. Two peas in a pot flocking like birds of a feather. And you never have a need to beg, work, or steal. If all this sounds worth it, then let's make a deal. All you want in life for the price of your soul. All the money you can fold, power that you can hold, I'll put you in control. Only if you're down to roll down these train tracks tonight. But where are we gonna go?
Sitting by the tracks, waiting for the night train. Looking down the road, ain't never gonna go back. Listen for the whistle through the wind and rain. Now who's gonna ride the devil's train tonight? Sitting by the tracks, waiting for the night train. Looking down the road, ain't never gonna go back. Listen for the whistle through the wind and rain. Now who's gonna ride the devil's train tonight?
Okay, Pat Radio travels to the Lab Rats underground lair this evening. I'm talking with Kelly Warner and Brian Brown.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
A.K.A. the Lab Rats. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's up?
All right.
My first exposure to you was the song Devil's Train. And the first time I heard it, I said to myself, well, those clever lads had scoured a whole bunch of records in thrift stores and found some great samples and put all this stuff together. And then I go to your lab, your laboratoryrats.com. And I find out that you boldly claim that everything, what is it again? No classic recordings were harmed in the production of this music. So I'm curious about your process, especially a song that is as fully realized as Devil's Train. I mean, how does that start? How do you know when you're done?
Well, for starters, I think originally I have an MC-909, a Roland. It's like a Groovemaster beat machine. I tinker away at that thing for hours. Every now and then I'll come to Kelly with something that I'd come up with, you know, a very, very early stage of it. And I brought it to Kelly and, you know, he really liked it. Something different than what we'd done on our first EP. And calls me, I don't know, one afternoon and says, he's kind of nervous and he's kind of stretching out. It was
he said he felt kind of a circusy, kind of mischievous circus theme. You know, it
was the whole
a piano and a kick and a snare, and the idea was there. You know,
So anyway, go ahead. Yeah, and then he comes, gives me a phone call, and he said, "I think I got something. I think I got something." And so, played on the phone. That's cool. And he plays me the vocal, the chorus vocal. And none of the lyrics had been written or anything. I didn't even have an idea for the song yet, but, sitting on the tracks waiting, it's kind of like a real ghostly, kind of old-timey, kind of black and white cartoon, kind of weird, creepy feeling. And he had already written the chorus, and it just blew me away. I think he was kind of nervous.
I was really nervous
because
I never sung.
He was going to think it was lame or something. And I'm like, are you kidding? This is amazing. You know, like, it just blew me away. I guess from there, you know, I just got to work. It took me a good month and a half, probably a good 50 hours of actually sitting and writing and scribbling out and rewriting and, you know, just to start with the blank thing and then make a whole story up and then kind of, you know, it was definitely the most difficult song I've ever written.
Well, the results are awesome, especially that the first time I heard it, I thought surely the chorus was lifted from some old 40s, you know.
It was totally inspired, like the piano thing was very mischievous. And the idea of, I don't know, this devil's going to get you, kind of like early spiritual thing, you know. And that was the first time I'd ever really sung on a recording, I think, ever at all, or even really live, even to myself. And so I lay down this five-part harmony, you know, in the studio kind of solo. And when I hit Brian with it, I was so nervous because I had no one to, you know, no feedback prior to him hearing it. And he was just quiet, and I was like, oh man, I'm so embarrassed. I sound like a big dork, you know. But he apparently liked it, so that's great.
Yeah, if you strip all these special effects off of it, though, it's definitely you singing.
It's definitely me singing. Yep.
There's a new album in the works?
Yeah, we're kind of, I don't know. Yeah, it's in the works, we'll say. It's coming along a little slower than we'd hoped, but Kelly's working on a solo record right now, and I'm kind of trying to catch up with him, and the writing process is what's happening right now, mostly.
We've said a lot of things in the last 3 years, and I think there's a period of time now where, you know, Brian, you know, generally writes the songs, the verses, you know, especially, and then, of course, there's a lot of words to say, and I guess he wants to make them all relevant and important and everything, so I think there's a whole period of life here where he's learning from things going on and watching the world work, and just letting it all happen, and if and when it comes, you know, it's going to just happen.
Yeah, I definitely have a problem with perfectionism as far as, I don't know how many records are out there where it's, yes, yes, y'all, get your hands up. This, it's just like you're not really saying anything. And I just can't do that. I don't know why, but I can't bring myself to do it anymore. I mean, I'm guilty of it in the past for sure, but I think it you know, this record is going to be a lot more refined, a lot more of what Half Full Ashtrays was, which was, mm-hmm. you know, there's no BS on that. You know, it's all saying something. It's not using any of the hip hop cliches, or at least not that I can think of off the top of my head. But it's in the works, you know, definitely.
All right, cool. I think what we're going to hear now is a acoustic version of Your Last Signal.
Someday will fade away.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I'm looking for new ways to pass the time, doing what I can to distract my mind. I'm looking for new ways to cope with the fact there's nothing I could do to bring you back. Grabbed my army jacket, made a dash for the car, had a laundry basket attached under my arm. I left a letter on the seat of your couch. Better luck with the next one, see you around. Put the key in the ignition, twisted the car, started. Gear shift out of park and half-hearted. Took my last look at your apartment. Took the transmission in the drive and I darted. Then I took a left out of your parking lot to stop. Topped off my gas tank, that's when the thought came. When I was living off luck and hope, it was you paying the tabs and buying me smokes. And I didn't have to ask, you just did it. Digging the fact that I was tapped at the minute. We could relax and never feel like it's awkward to just get back and get lost in the crossword. Hung up the gas pump, yo, slumped to the side. Paid the gas clerk, jump back in my ride. Thinking to myself, it shouldn't end this way. Pushed down on the gas pedal slowly and drove away.
Someday you fade away, and I'll be somewhere new. I may recall your name, but your face remains a shade of gray. And I will black it out someday.
It's like I'm living and dying at the same rate, trying to relate to your views on love and hate. Why did you choose to lose faith? Maybe faith's bluffing. Maybe it's all the same, nothing means nothing. Maybe I was caught up too much in your biz with your ex-love. Shrugged, it is what it is. I was under the impression that you say what you mean. Like what up, bees? Love you like the grass is green. For the umpteenth time, turn around to perfection. Tell me that it's too complex to be corrected. Accept it as another cryptic message. Life lesson that in time's a blessing. I guess then my friends were correct with predictions that you would step when your ex showed interest. And there he is again, calling your phone. Take it outside, leave me sitting here on my own. All the money spent drunk, tipping the bartenders. Last 6 months that I can hardly remember. All the altercations, shouts and name callings. Guess you're the tramp, I'm the alcoholic. The hard times are easy to recall when all in all that's not falling. Between you and I, dreams in the sky. I sit back and I ask myself, why?
Someday you fade away, and I'll be somewhere. But your face remains a shade of gray, and I will black it out someday.
And I've been living like the captain of a ship that's crashing. Don't need a damn thing, thanks for asking. You're a whimsical, magical, mystical, tragic, physically attractive fix for my habit. Got you dwelling in my head heavily like a melody, telling me there's nothing left to say except we'll never be. I never need you the way that you used to be. Used to treat me like gold, now you just mean to me. The fact that you coming back, it hit me. Felt like a ton of bricks left me sickly. Now I'm sitting here thinking, how could this be? How could she act like she just don't miss me? I'm looking for new ways to pass the time, doing what I can to distract my mind. I'm looking for new ways to cope with the fact it's nothing I could do.
You fade away,
You guys are appearing this Friday at Scully's, December 28th.
That is correct.
With Two Cow Garage and...
Actually, Two Cow Garage canceled.
Did they?
But we will be with the Main Street Gospel and Green Lawn Abbey.
That's an excellent lineup.
Good buddies of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that show. And are there any other live dates in the near future?
We have some Athens shows coming up. But for now, we're concentrating.
Yeah, the record's in the works right now. We have some dates around the state. I think possibly going to be heading to Nashville. We have a date booked there. But for the most part, we are just strictly working on new material so that... In 2008, you know, the next time you see us, you're going to hear a whole show of new tunes, hopefully. So that's the main goal right now.
We're going to hear an older one now?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's off our first EP. It's called Fluid, a little different spin off of it.
Yo, let's get down to brass tacks and rap about the facts of life. It's like the world is delirious, mysterious, isn't it? How we all cheer for weariness, man, I'm serious. It's eerie how weird it is, I'm fearing this. It's like the end is near, but I pretend it's not. Nerves are shot, I'm drinking to steer clear from the plot. Yeah, it's just a means of dodging hang-ups that I got, but I refuse to let them slide in these lyrics that I jot. I'm caught in a web of surreal materials, force-fed fear by governments of imperialists. The gist of this is not to twist your wrist, but get you myth enough to resist the abyss of mist that exists between our eyes and our minds. Cause the zodiac sign, read the blind. Only the blind could be defined by Calvin Klein. Designs make kindness intertwined with chat lines. Combat these bad times with fat rhymes.
Life's like fluid, the floor I do it, man. Take what you can get, what you put into it, and life's like
maybe this song's wrong. Maybe the strong only survive within confines of corporate gold mines. Maybe the divine lies within wearing a tie, following the guidelines of getting dollar signs in your eyes. Maybe it's about being corrupt, blowing yourself up, taking 30 people with you, assuming that it's just. Life's a hard pill to swallow when you wallow in your sorrows. Hollow like the bottom of liquor bottles when you blotto. It's hollow like the popular models we try to follow. It's hollow like putting off plans for tomorrow, but tomorrow never knows. Yesterday is history. It gets to me when all that I can scope is this mystery. Persistency comes to me with that consistency, resisting me. The reason of existence be all that I can be without enlisting in the infantry. I'd rather shoot the gift, light it up like a Christmas tree.
Life's like fluid, floor, I do it, man. Take what you can get, what you put into it. And life's like fluid, floor, I do it, man. Take what you can get, what you put into it.
My day to come, numb in the cranium, equilibrium's messed up, I'm in the slum, feel the funk, dumbing myself down to make a buck. Life sucks when you're slumming for crumbs, about to erupt when I bust, that's it. You know I must admit, I'm gonna cuss and spit until you just submit. It's in the rush I get when I flash that roar flush in your face, cashing my chips, we up on the stage. I might vanish up in the air without a trace, like man, who was that kid, he just fell from grace. It's like I'm about to be a menu case if I don't get my cards in place. I got the jack, the ten, the king, the queen, now all I need's the ace. I try to keep the pace with this rat race across the nation. Time's a waste and way too patient. Hey, I tend to face realization every day. It's like vacation, steady spacing. In a way, I'm way too patient when I hit my destination. Cause
life's like fluid, floor, I do it, man. Take what you can get, what you put into it. And life's like fluid, floor, I do it, man. Take what you can get, what you put into it. What you can get, what you put into it.
Fluid by the Lab Rats. We're going to hear one more before we're done here. Karaoke, right?
Yes, karaoke. Karaoke Kings.
So, yeah, this is a karaoke version of the song Float from their EP Half Full Ashtrays, Half Empty Glasses.
Perfect. Yep, you got it.
Got it.
Divide a monumental moment to a millionth of a minute. Now let's pretend that's the world that you live in. And when you're in it, realize there isn't an end. Just another beginning, beginning again. It's infinite. You're swimming through the open sea of endlessness. Epiphanies explode, symphonies of stimulus will blow. Through the seasons, life's a breeze if easy does it. Sees the loving you receive, set it free to keep it coming in. Like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like the circuits of your nervous system work, cause the wisdom of the universe has given them a purpose to exist. Just sit and listen, hear you in a vision. It's been whispering your mission ever since you've been a kid. Keep your ear to the ground till it's finally found you. You will be astounded by the things that surround you, from the reaches of space back to the place that you're bound to. Come at you face value whenever you're down to just like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. All become heavenly. Just unravel all that silly babble. In your head, travel through another lens of perception. Cleanse the reflection until you uncover the clutter. You could never see that every being's another brother. You could never see through the illusion of being human. It's too confusing to see another point of view. It's natural to refuse it, but let's assume that this is a reaction to your habitat. It's always there cause it's where you're at. Like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together, all become heavenly. Now where we are right now is a specific composition of every single decision that we've made in the past. You're paving a path to fade, feel it grabbing your hand, the future awaits. Pulling at you fast as it can, it's like you're late. But patiently it's mapping the plan, it's fast paced. The day's like a flash in the pan, you have to sit back, recline like you're in for the ride. Don't try to resist, just swim with the tide. You gotta, like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. Like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. Like a
feather, free fall forever. Alright, that's the Lab Rats doing Float. I'd like to thank you guys for taking part in the Pat Radio Experience today.
Oh, thanks for having very much.
It's an honor, yeah.
Appreciate it.
And a reminder to all of you, December 28th, that's this Friday at Scully's with Main Street Gospel, the Lab Rats, and Green Lawn Abbey. So check it out.
Ironic and subtly subtle, but definitely not bemused. Only the insane can truthfully say on the inside they are not the ones confused. Excuse me while I say goodbye. Fare thee well, liquid, fresh, fantasy, fun land, formerly kissable sky. The father was found drowned, dead, murdered, an atrocious and abhorrent act of intentionality. The perpetrators poured toxic sludge into his soup. The textbooks will tell us this is how they usurp the Sufi. Sure, it's no cure for the peeling ceiling, no good for the hood of your pretty, shiny, 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 pretty car. And it's found in trace amounts on all accounts throughout everything in the whole dang world, comically near cosmically far. And unlike in test rats, where it caused festering boils, tumors, dementia, and spasming spinal infection, it's perfectly safe, says the voice from the great. When considered less as a thing and more like a function, human consumption. Horror flick, one of my favorite drug culture movies. Personally, I found the special effects to be fully believable and the soundtrack totally groovy. DJ Coon, Cosmic Cloud, Coon, let your body groove into deep space, baby. Here we are on stars, moving to grooving electro transcendental funka, funka, boogie, baby. It was the story of the drama queen and the llama king, laid together on a bed of fiery bullets. It was just grabbing at your old attention, just as fast as lifting money from your billfold, just as fast as they could pull it. I don't give a what for that. It's a load of activated pre-markup, post-market doublespeak nonsense. From a historical perspective, participation is elective. Just don't bring up recompense. Give it all back to the indigenous peoples, give it all back to the children. Leave with them the truth and take back all the terrible lies that you've given them. Hold them all accountable for their own mistakes. Give me mine, you take yours. Let go of this rope. The boat is afloat, and it's headed for crystalline shores.
To do it in. Make the people sway. Get up and rock. clapping hands to the beat. And get up and dance in an area that will be big enough for them to do it in. Showtime. My show will be the dynamic show ever being made. Hands to the beat, and clap their hands, clap their hands to the beat.
Stereo, stereo, we'll set your spirit free. Stereo, stereo, we'll set your spirit free. Your music and your friends will set your spirit free. Your music and your stereo will set your spirit free.
Hands now touching, hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or whatever.
as your mind. Whoa, whoa, we love you long time. Go get in front of that behind.
Set of electronic music from Columbus and beyond. What we just heard was Ocean Ghost, local karaoke meisters, from their release entitled Pepperoni Lovers, a song called Is This Your Wife? Before that, two from the Evolution Control Committee, which is Mark Gunderson, a.k.a. Trademark G, who up until 4 years ago lived in Columbus, and Joel Treadway of Cringe.com tells me he's been credited as a creator of modern bastard pop mashups. Thanks to Joel of Cringe.com for enlightening me, giving me lots of information and lots of leads for assembling this set. And if I didn't get to your music this week, next time I do another electronic set, I will try to get everybody in who submitted stuff to me. Thank you very much. Before we heard another ECC song, well, two of them there. Let me just say Machine Love and Pertaining to the Beat. And started off the set with Homeland Security, that's Security with a Z, doing a song called World Illusion. And that comes from an album of theirs called Shapeshifter, which came out this year. And Shapeshifter is a production of Dr. X. I'd like to thank Dr. X for, well, for taking some time to get this to me. It was a pleasure meeting you. And yes, I will hopefully get to the House of Dub sometime soon in 2008. Gonna leave you with Archetype, another person who escaped from Columbus and moved on to greater fame and fortune. It's Charles Noel. Charles was a member of Body Release back in the early 90s, and they had a reunion show recently here in Columbus. I'm gonna leave you with Pangea. If you missed anything, as I said at the top of the show, you can always go and download this particular episode, Pat Radio Program 98. from my website, patradio.org. And you can also check out the playlist and links to the various artists there. Catch you next time.
So Eshu, the trickster god, had a gathering of the minds. He decided that all the gods of the earth had been apart for too long. Oya, ruler of the east. Shango of the west.
Yes, yes.
Ogun of the north, Oshun of the south. Olodumare sat on high, watching from above. It was decided that the world had been apart for far too long. All that needed convincing was the god of war in the west. May these realms of the mind be blessed. Yes, 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 yes. Coming together, Pangea. Wattan. Feel it, come on.
Spirit.
Yeah, come on. This be the Pangea. We open up lines cross continents. One world, language, universe. True speech, reaching diverse with the spitting. Many heads bob, many skirts with the hip twist. And this opened up gifts, Christmas be the beat day. But on some heat wave, always forever licks mixed with some clever hits. From the conga, summer song of samba. Blend with the palm wine, make the night longer. Boya, laughing at the sneeze of Shango. Always look for war on the planet, need to borrow. More time on the floor when you dance. Chase a little time away, then clap your hands and chill out. Let the brethren ease, spill out. Bounce to the toning and the slapping that we deal out. A quarter past middle light to bring the real out. Junkie when intoxicated, now the funky fill out. Many sisters shaking, lovely, chilling with the discipline. Looking at a brother on some, you know what you're missing, man. It's middle night, now we do bring all together. This oceanic vibration written for your ear. It's alright, how we rain it on the treble. The moon on the bass line, now can you hear Pangea? This for the prayer for all devils in the mist. This for the 21-6. This for the remix. This for the rich inside the poor. This for 4 more years under Bush League. After no snow, if them hooked at no speed. This for the land option in the ghetto. This for the medal that we carry for protection. This for your section. This for your plot. This for your block when it's hot. This for the whatnots tagging our text on the train. This for the thoughts of revolution in the brain. This for my sister maintain. This for your last name. This for the game and the cheating. This for the speaking when the tongue is untied. This for the politic and that for the lies. Track the enterprise. This for the wealth, whether counted by the money or the mental health. This for the represent. This for the life. This for the unity of man and his wife. This for the strife that we hide from the child. This be the black and that for the mild. This for the tear and the smile. This for sangria. This bringing us together on some Pangea. Resuscitate, elevate culture. Notes from the Rio, from Ghana to Rio, De Janeiro, US. You bless us with the rhythm. Let's discuss mistrust and the source of this historic imperialist frame of mental and explore it. Separated by the racist, us in the basement. We be underground, rise up, ever chasing. On with the reading, Steve Biko, Walter Rodney. Mention these in hip hop, alarming, less charming. Intellect mixed with the beats, what a thought, man. More beyond the radar, we radiating sonar. So far, we get props, most from the true heads. Beats kinda blue, unchopped, we unscrew heads. Dump a bunch of truth into the brain, reattach it. Unify the mass time, wanna try to match it. Messages them send, look to isolate the people. We looking back in
was one last.